A Chinese health official says the treatment of patients infected with the coronavirus has produced notable results, with severe domestic cases falling below 300 on Saturday. National Health Commission spokesperson Mi Feng says efforts on epidemic prevention and control should be maintained, with the accelerating spread of the virus outside China.
The spread of the epidemic overseas has caused the pressure on our entry cities in terms of epidemic prevention and control and the treatment and detection capabilities. The epidemic prevention and control efforts must be maintained. The length of entry inspection, transshipment and transfer, medical observation and community prevention and control must be ceaselessly coordinated to prevent loopholes.
He says personalized treatment plans have been made for severely ill patients to raise the recovery rate, adding that high-level medical teams will not leave until finishing their duties in Wuhan. He also says the number of confirmed domestic cases dropped to below 700 on Saturday. A Wuhan municipal government official says the resumption of work and production in the city is faster and better than expected. Hu Yabuo says over 97% of industrial enterprises were operating by Saturday, and roughly 93% of leading service companies have resumed business. He says the epidemic will not change the city's long-term growth momentum. The city's introduced a series of supportive policies, such as offering subsidies and cutting fees to help epidemic-affected enterprises to get through the difficulties. The municipal government of Beijing says there's no chance to call off the city's epidemic prevention and control work in a short time. As a center for international exchanges, Beijing still bears the brunt of the risk as the worldwide spread of the COVID-19 virus is accelerating. City government spokesperson Xu Hejian says the overall strategy of guarding against imported cases and a rebound in indigenous cases will remain unchanged. A charter flight carrying medical supplies donated by Portuguese electric utility EDP and its main shareholder, China Three Gorges, arrived in Lisbon on Sunday. The EDP says the supplies, including 50 ventilators, 200 monitors, and other medical support materials worth 4 million euros, were handed over to the Portuguese embassy in China. Portugal registered over 750 new cases of COVID-19 and 29 deaths yesterday, bringing the total to over 11,000 confirmed cases and over 290 deaths. Johns Hopkins University says the single-day number of new COVID-19 cases surpassed 100,000 for the first time on Saturday. This brings the total to more than 1.2 million worldwide, with over 65,000 deaths. The tally placed Spain first in Europe and second only to the United States worldwide in terms of confirmed cases. Spain's confirmed coronavirus tally is now more than 130,000, and the United States has confirmed more than 300,000 infections as of Saturday afternoon. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio has stressed the need for crucial medical supplies such as ventilators to treat COVID-19 patients in hospitals in the city. He says the city anticipates a surge in the number of coronavirus cases in the coming weeks.
We have bought a few more days here. We believe now we can get to Tuesday or Wednesday with the supplies we have. We're going to update the numbers constantly and update the projections.
Mayor de Blasio warned that the number of intubated patients will likely rise to 5,000 this week. New York is the hardest hit city in the United States. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson was admitted to a hospital for tests yesterday. Johnson's office says he was hospitalized because he still has symptoms 10 days after testing positive for the virus, and he remains in charge of the government. The Prime Minister's pregnant fiancée revealed on Saturday that she previously had coronavirus symptoms, though she wasn't tested. The Eastern Army in Libya has announced the killing of 6 troops of the UN-backed government's forces in Tripoli. It claimed one of the field commanders killed was involved in the 2016 deadly bombing of a police training camp in a city west of Tripoli. The Eastern Army also said it shot down 3 Turkish-made drones belonging to government forces near the city of Misurata. The armed conflict has displaced nearly 150,000 people in and around the capital since last year.